Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, Memory 47, El Rio del Tiempo, and the Grand Fiesta Tour, starring the Three Caballeros.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm your inner dream monologue, and you're fast asleep, so I'll be quick. Great job using the Colgate Optic White Overnight Teeth Whitening Pen before bed. When used as directed, it gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 7 days. So while I fly and talk to animals, you're removing teeth stains with ease. Sweet dreams. And when you wake up, keep on living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Hello and welcome to Memory 47 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Disney World memory. We're rolling along through the request list still and it's feeling good. I've had many requests over the years and I'm glad to finally be getting caught up. And to celebrate the United States Independence Day, let's visit that very patriotic pavilion of Mexico in Epcot. Yeah, okay, so I didn't plan that out very well on my part, but the requests have been waiting for quite a while. Once again, we're going back quite a few years, to 2009 to be exact, to a request from John on the Jersey Shore in New Jersey. He wrote, "I would like to hear a podcast of the Mexico ride Epcot, originally El Rio del Tiempo, the River of Time, and now reopened as Grand Fiesta Tour starring the Three Caballeros. It's a very colorful, festive, and pleasant ride, and a great way to unwind after a long day at Disney World, and it's one of my favorites when we visit." Later, I got an email from Stan saying, "We have a request. Could you please do Grand Fiesta Tour starring the Three Caballeros? It's one of our favorite rides. We love to love the relaxed, fun atmosphere that the boat and animation offer, and enjoy watching for the hidden Mickey on the volcano." And just recently, I received another email, this time from Amanda in Barcelona, Spain, saying she too would love to hear El Rio del Tiempo. So finally, it's time to fulfill all three of these requests. Like last time, I tossed it out to our Facebook page members and Twitter followers to see if there were any thoughts on this, and this is what I got back. On Twitter, DPackerFan says, "After WDW, Mexico is one of my favorite destinations, and Grand Fiesta Tour gives me just a little bit of that." So let's get to it. We're starting off our memories in spring of 2006. I'm on a solo trip after work and have headed over to Epcot for a bit of fun, and food of course. We're going to join this memory as I'm walking up to the building. You'll hear me climbing up the stairs into the pyramid, making my way down to the loading area, and it's a quick walk right up to the boat as there's no wait at all today. At this point in time, we're still riding the classic El Rio del Tiempo, so you'll hear some very old sounding audio. Our second memory is from Susie's first Walt Disney World trip in September of 2010. We'll again join Susie, Tracy, my dad, my sister, and myself as we're moving inside. We just lucked into a meet and greet with South American Donald outside and got our pictures taken with him. Again, the ride line is short due to low crowds and this time of year. You'll hear us discussing the changes, as this is the first time on Grand Fiesta Tour for my father and sister, and the very first ride for Susie. So listen closely for her little voice as we try and point things out to her. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we float along on ancient rivers inside the giant pyramid.
Thank you. The arrival of the conquistadores was the fulfillment of an act of prophecy that marked the way of
Thank you. Feels nothing like Mexico. Susie, don't touch. I know. The same thing's happening. It always happens. The same thing happens. It always happens. You get people with tunnel vision. They don't see that you're coming through with a stroller. Ooh. Very good, thank you.
You understood, that's right.
Un poquito. I asked her, how are you doing? She said, very good, and how are you, sir? And then, of course, I answered in English, and she's like, hey, you understood. That'd be another three amigos.
That's three amigos. Usually with three caballeros.
Yes. Let me have the bag. I'm gonna put this away.
I just told you to put it away.
No, I just want to. I'm not gonna use it in here. Really. Sit here. Pyramid. Yes, it is.
No, what are they called?
Ruin.
No. What is it called? Oh, it's just a building. Yeah, because we should know something else.
Yeah.
We went to
see
one, the Mayan.
Ruin. Temple. Altar.
That's the thing we don't know the name of, but that.
So it doesn't have the 70s movies anymore?
Oh, it's so good.
Donald's outfit.
Isn't that like one of those
Yep. Seems like so long ago. No, I never got any pictures from you. While the girls were changing.
They had like funny pictures.
No. Yeah, I never got those.
Remember to stay seated.
And
the dog reaches the
dog.
And you gather your belongings and exit to the right. Hey! Guys,
we didn't go take any. No, Dad and I ended up taking some the end of the night. While we were tearing down.
Gather your belongings and exit to the right.
No, just Dad and I think.
Gather your belongings and exit to the right. Hello! Have a nice day!
Funk.
Remember to stay seated until the boat reaches the dock. Then gather your belongings and exit to the right. Hey!
Thanks again, John, Stan, Amanda, and Deep Packer fan. Every time I hear El Rio del Tiempo, I'm taken back to my childhood. Our parents would send us off for a ride while they waited for the check at San Angel Inn, and we'd ride the ride a couple times every trip, and now I get to share that with my daughter, so it's great. As always, if you'd like to make a request or leave me some feedback, stop by the WDW Memories website at wdw-memories.net. There you'll find out how to contact me, leave feedback on the show, and connect with me on Facebook and Twitter. And don't forget, our voicemail line is 336-WDWMEM0. I've also got links there to pictures on Flickr and videos on YouTube. If you like this show and you want to help others find it, a review on iTunes goes a long way to helping this. We're up to 31 ratings and counting. Thank you so much for those who stopped by and gave me a comment. Finally, if you'd like to help support the podcast in some small way, you can click on the donate button on the website and find a simple way to help via PayPal, or an even simpler way would be to just click on the ads on the website. Every penny helps, and it is appreciated, folks. So thanks again for listening, and join me again in 2 weeks as we relive another Walt Disney World memory. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our show. Ray Taylor, what did you think of it?